interested in my heart, come over here and help me scratch away your Supremes. That one heard first round the world on KFWB. 18 past 3, the Rebel Show.
Everybody's going Mustang, and now you can at your Ford dealer's million Mustang sales. Mustang production has hit the million mark. Now our goal is to sell a million by the end of April. That means Mustang deals like never before. You can find the model you want, the equipment you want. And for the first time, you can take immediate delivery on the famous six-cylinder Mustang. Everybody's going Mustang. Join them at your Ford dealer's million Mustang sale. And register for the Million Mustang Road Rally, too.
Hey, join the winners like Joan Winters of West Los Angeles for the Yamaha Trail Biker BMR and KFWB Spring Fun Sweepstakes. Yay!
KFWB 98.
Number 26 moving up on KFWB, 8 miles high, and away we go with the birds. Be here 22 and a half minutes past 3 o'clock, spring fun time. Gonna have some clear skies tonight and the sunshine. Keep on roaring through with a little night of 52 tomorrow's high, 75 degrees. Super blast back from the Beatles.
Every night when everybody has fun.
no more. It won't be long, yeah.
A blast back with the Beatles here on the Rebel Go from KFWB, 24 and a half past three, and another twin spin. Got a new one from the Shangri-Las. He cried.
I met him at the place where we always meet. He put his arms around me. He smiled.
And when I told him I didn't love him anymore, he cried.
He cried.
And when I told him
today. Dr. Benjamin Cogan, chief of the county's Communicable Disease Division, has warned parents some 200,000 preschool children in the county are in danger of contracting the red measles, also known as the 10-day measles. Dr. Cogan says this does not mean they will all get the measles. The health official says he strongly urges parents to have their children vaccinated. The disease may have serious side effects, which could prove fatal for young children. 18-year-old Sam Lewis Fulton has been ordered held to answer to charges he killed a bottled water delivery man March 15th during the rioting in Watts. According to police, Fulton, after being advised of his constitutional rights, said he shot 35-year-old Larry Gomez, the father of five, because, quote, I wanted to be a big man, end quote. Everyone except the principals in the case were ordered from the courtroom today during a short preliminary hearing at the insistence of the public defender. Fulton must appear April 25th for arraignment. Singer Mel Torme and his ex-wife have ended 2 years of hassling in Los Angeles Superior Court. The 40-year-old Torme agreed to give his 35-year-old wife, Arlene, $18,000 in settlement. Torme was granted custody of their 7-year-old son. In sports, Jack Nicklaus holds a 2-stroke lead over Tommy Jacobs after the 15th hole of the 18-hole final playoff for the 1966 Masters title. The weather in KFWB country, clear tonight, sunny tomorrow and Wednesday, little temperature change, the low tonight 52, the high tomorrow 75. Atop the KFWB time and temperature tower, make the mark of the mercury at 71, that's 71 degrees. Now at 29 minutes past 3 o'clock, it's time for another all-time favorite with Reb Foster, number one on KFWB Los Angeles.
Too much to look at, John, but you are mine. Sonny and Cher back on the Rebel Show, bringing on some memories at 27 away from 4 o'clock.
Every day's a special day, and 50 miles.
You betcha.
Every day's a special just for you. Whatever you put in your shopping cart, you save or save every 50 miles. Cause every day's a special day.
Freezer to oven to table. That's the root of the easiest, tastiest meal in town, a banquet frozen dinner. The complete dinner, meat, potato, gravy, and vegetables is deliciously cooked by Banquet, then quick frozen to keep it good. Pick up several Banquet frozen dinners and your choice of turkey, beef, chicken, ham, Salisbury steak, and lots of others. Expensive? Just taste expensive, that's all. And Thrifty Mart is giving away a golden vacation for two to Hawaii. And you could be the lucky winner. Just fill out an entry blank at Thrifty Mart or write your name and address on a piece of paper and deposit it at your nearby Thrifty Mart market. There's nothing to buy, and you may win an adventure-filled trip for two to Hawaii via jet. Nine exciting days of sightseeing, luau's, and exciting trips to all four Hawaiian islands. Entries close April 24th. Enter the Golden Vacation to Hawaii sweepstakes today at Thrifty Mart, where every day is a special day.
Every day is a special day. Every day is a special day. Every day is a special day at Thrifty Mart.
Got the very special in sound of LT at 6 tonight.
KFWB 98
FWB. Still king of the mountain riding in the number one spot. Monday, Monday, the mamas and papas strike again.
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
Monday. Can't trust that day.
Monday. It's done by the Mamas and Papas on KFWB. It's number 122 away from 4 o'clock in KFWB country now.
KFWB. It's what happened.
Happening on the Rebel Go right now with the song that's currently number 4 in the Fab 4, old Johnny Rivers.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. That you find, a pretty face can hide an evil mind. Be careful what you say, you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man, they giving you a number.
KFWB, 19 front of 4 now.
Hard link letter with a tip. Royal Crown Cola half quarts give you more for your money. Three servings instead of two. Zip you can taste, zip you can feel. RC half quarts.
Gotcha. All right, 71 degrees in KFWB country now.
Yeah! Wow! Yeah! For the Southland. KFWB, yeah!
Number 18, sign of the times, this is Petula Clark, former KFWB Discovery Minute Biz.
Let me go. It's a sign of the times.
times. Petula Clark from KFWB and the Rep Foster Code. 16 away from 4 o'clock. Be spinning that KFWB Spring Fun Sweepstakes wheel again this afternoon. We have still to give away a Yamaha trail bike, shortwave radio, a stereo radio, BMR's time, a couple of the chic razors. Anyhow, some groovy things still left in there for you to grab off of the KFWB Spring Fun Sweepstakes.
You're ahead in a Ford, way ahead in a Ford. Lose your heart as you start moving out with a Ford. You're ahead in a Ford all the way.
Ahead with a Fairlane feeling that comes from exciting performance with engines that turn it on with regular gas. Ahead with a Fairlane GTA Sport Shift that gives you a choice of automatic or lets you shift through the gears manually. Ahead with Fairlane's famous reputation for ruggedness and reliability. Isn't it time you went ahead with the value leader, Fairlane 66?
You're ahead with Ford all the way.
You're ahead in a Ford all the way.
Out front with the leader, KFWB.
Music alone.
We got the most of it right here.
On the top 10.
Yeah. KFWB 98.
Rapidly becoming one of the big songs in the Southland, the new one from the Walker Brothers. Here on the Rebel Show, I want to tell you, the sun ain't gonna shine anymore. A great age for the Walker Brothers in store, because those rainy day women are coming to town. From KFWB 11 front of four, former Rebel pick, this is Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
they said they would. They stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. They'll stone you when you're walking on the street. They'll stone you when you're trying to keep your feet.
And Bob Dylan on KFWB, his latest night away from 4 o'clock, another Rebel Twin spin. Coming up now, the Sloop John B, all aboard the Beach Boys.
We've got on the Sloop John B, my grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam. Drinking all night, got into a so broken, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home. Let me go home.
KFWB, no sig alerts in effect at 5 minutes before four. This is Beach Rogers, KFWB News. Augusta, Georgia. Jack Nicklaus and Tommy Jacobs both got par fours on the 17th hole, but Gabe Brewer took a double bogey.
With one hole remaining, Nicklaus leads Jacobs by 2 strokes and Brewer by 7 in the three-way 18-hole playoff for the Masters Golf Tournament title. Washington. The Federal Housing Administration and the Veterans Administration have raised their interest rates on home loan mortgages. FHA raised from 5.5% to 5.75%. Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Robert Weaver, announced the increases, saying the action is taken to permit the home financing market to get its fair share of money available for investment. The new rates do not apply to outstanding loans. The Veterans Administration also raised their mortgage rate by 0.25%. Los Angeles. Treasury Secretary Fowler says early indications are the new higher interest rate on government savings bonds will help increase their sales. The new rate of 4.15% on savings bonds was announced recently. And Fowler, speaking before 200 industry and civic leaders in Los Angeles, says increased participation in payroll savings plans already have been reported. On another subject, the secretary was asked if President Johnson's voluntary guidelines are in fact being followed.
Just comparing the 5 years when we had no guidelines with those we have leads me to the answer that they've done a great deal of good. Now, of course, there have been breaks here and there, and there are sectors in which the guidelines are not as effective as they are in some of the other sectors, the construction industry, notably where there's a decentralized organization of both management and labor and decision making. But I think on the whole, we feel that they have made a very substantial contribution, and it's more important now than in any of the previous years that they be considered.
Boston. At least 62 persons were injured in Boston today when a two-car commuter train carrying some 80 passengers was flipped on its side. Police attributed the accident to vandals who apparently broke a padlock and set a switch the wrong way. None of the injured was seriously hurt. Washington. The Pentagon has confirmed reports of a shortage of bombs in South Vietnam. The Pentagon says the civil disorders have resulted in shortage-reducing strikes against the Viet Cong. The statement mentions reduced military operations by both U.S. and South Vietnamese forces and refers particularly to the disorders at Da Nang. In Saigon, authorities announced the number of U.S. military personnel now in Vietnam has reached 240,000 men. Again, Saigon, there's a lull in organized protest by Buddhists opposing the government of Premier Ky, but a declaration by the church hierarchy has set up mass demonstrations to be led by Buddhist monks later in the week. Tokyo, Cambodia has granted formal diplomatic recognition to North Vietnam. The move could affect the U.S. war effort in South Vietnam. Cambodia, which broke relations with the U.S. last May, has been accused by Washington of allowing its territory next to South Vietnam to be used as a sanctuary and supply base for Red troops in South Vietnam. London. Police have blocked a group of pacifist demonstrators trying to march in the U.S. Embassy. They had been part of a rally of 12,000 persons in Trafalgar Square protesting U.S. policy in Vietnam. More than 100 police turned back an estimated 200 demonstrators at the embassy. 28 persons were arrested, including 2 girls. Pittsburgh, the United Mine Workers Union has told some 50,000 soft coal miners in 8 states to get back on the job. The men stayed away from the mines today, apparently to protest against a new wage contract with the nation's biggest single coal producer. The union sent telegrams to 25 of the organization's districts ordering the return to work. The walkout at mines operated by members of the Bituminous Coal Operators Association has already cut off new deliveries to major steel firms and utilities. The Dow Jones closing stock averages 30 industrials down 3.34, 20 rails up 0.55, 15 utilities up 0.04, 65 stocks down 0.39. Today's volume, 9,310,000 shares. The weather in KFWB country, clear tonight, sunny tomorrow and Wednesday, little temperature change. The low tonight, 52, the high tomorrow, 75. Today's high was 73 at Civic Center. Atop the KFWB time and temperature tower, make the mark of the mercury at 71, that's 71 degrees. Now it's seconds before 4 o'clock, it's Reb Foster, number one on KFWB, Los Angeles.
Back on the Rebel Show with Wayne Fontana and the Vine Benders. Gonna play the game of love.
Starting long ago in the garden of Eden, when Adam said to Eve, baby, you're on me.
the game of love. Wade Fodd's head of the Mind Vendors playing that game to bring us back into the Red Foster Show for hour two of the game. Hey, gonna be here until 6 in KFWB Country, a minute past 4 right now. Good loving.
This is Beach Rogers in the KFWB newsroom. Here's a sports bulletin. Jack Nicklaus has defeated Tommy Jacobs and Gabe Brewer for the Masters title in an 18-hole playoff. We'll have details at 4:15 on KFWB Sports. Now back to Reb Foster.
3 past 4 o'clock and a rebel go from KFWB still 71 degrees.